We're here at People's Park for a rally today. Single payer health care, not war. Jackie Payne's here with me. Jackie Payne's been a national and world renowned blues musician for over 50 years. We counted 51. Started at a young age. He's got a long way to go, hopefully.
Yeah.
But you're here doing this rally, and it strikes me that, like any other entrepreneurs in this country, the best health care goes with employment. There's a certain set of rules and laws to it, and the employer subsidizes it, and a lot of workers get a pretty solid health care policy, but self-employed people don't really have much clout in this market unless they're making a lot of money. And I'd like to know, Jackie Payne, what are you and your band and fellow musicians do as far as health care is concerned, since a lot of you are really, really popular but not wealthy?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, I have the VA. I'm a veteran, so I get care from the VA. My bass player, he's a veteran too. I don't know if he gets benefits, but it's really rough for musicians because you're so-called self-employed, and so if you're smart, you save your money. And that's a big, big problem, too, because everything costs. And people don't realize when you're touring a lot from place to place, food becomes very important because it's some nasty stuff out there. I mean, you know, and you pay an arm and a leg for it. And so when you get gigs that are, you know, offer dinner as well, to a lot of people that's trifling, but that's very important to a musician who's eating Mickey D's and all the trash out there. So it's, you know, the economy is making it really hard for musicians to travel. Most musicians that I know, the smart ones, are if people, the promoters can't afford to fly them to the jobs, they play in the area, they stay home, because it's not really worth it because of gas and food and motels if it's not provided. So it's really a rough situation with musicians.
Yeah, there was one where a veteran like you, Sonny Rhodes, got in a car accident. Next thing you know, he was in a homeless shelter, and like a lot of the rock people, benefits upon benefits to try to get them back on their feet. And from your experience, when somebody gets sick or hurt on the road while they're a touring musician, what happens? And do you find it's better in this country or better abroad to have that happen to you?
Well, if it happened abroad, it's definitely better. One of our trumpet players got hit in Belgium. He got hit by a hit-and-run driver. And cracked one of his ribs or bruised or whatever, and they took care of him immediately, and the promoter went with us to the doctor, and the doctor said no charge. So it's definitely better in Europe. Everything is better in Europe. It's a whole different lifestyle, and one that I truly love. I love America because this is home, but there's so much unforgiving wrong being done, you know, from the top. You know, it's a lot. Everybody's got theirs, and the little man doesn't get anything. You know, the best you can do is try to be in the middle, and you know, the little might trickle down, you know.
And so the musicians' unions, the record companies haven't been able or willing to subsidize health care. There's nothing out there for the musician.
Not even with our label, which is pretty, pretty cool people. But no, that's not offered. You know, I hadn't even thought about it. But that is something to think about.
Well, what do you think about a basic single-payer health care like they're doing in a lot of other countries? We're ranked 36th in the world in quality, so it's not good. But a system where each of us as individuals paid a reasonable amount of money a year in for taxes, and the corporations all paid a reasonable amount of money in for taxes, and every resident had health care, and when they needed something, they went in and got it. How do you think a system like that would compare to now, where it's just money upon money upon money?
I think most of the systems would beat this one hands down. I mean, there has to be a way, you know. I mean, other countries have figured that out. And I think it's more a matter of control, you know, and squeezing every drop of money that can be from you. You know, I think that's what it's all about. It's about control and the have having and the have nots having not. Yeah, that's the way I see it.
I saved tens of thousands of dollars of my own money and got myself over a car accident, and here I am, so I know how it is for a worker. But one more question. How's your band doing these days? I've seen you here from just small-time performer, piecing together a living from a lot of things, to now have a record company behind you, touring all over the place. What are the highlights of what's going on with you right now?
Oh, the rest of this year is going to be awesome. We next Friday we go down for the Arkansas Heritage Festival, and we're headlining that. And then we come back, and in about 4 days we go to Holland, Blues Cruise for about 2 weeks, and then we go to Denmark for a week. And oh man, I'm looking forward to all of it. I love being in Europe and overseas. I just totally love it. Can't wait.
Great. Did you win that Blues Award you were nominated for, or are you still runner-up?
I'm still in the mix, you know. But yeah, I'm grateful that I got nominated for Artist of the Year 4 years in a row, so from the BMA Awards, and we got a Grammy nomination last year. So I'm, you know, that's five major nominations. So I'm not ecstatic, but hey, I'm still pleased that people even think enough of me to nominate me and to vote for me.
It's been great work. I'll be out to see your show. Thanks for taking the time and interviewing.
Oh, my pleasure, man. Good to see you. I know what you're saying. Going old school here. You know what I'm saying? Well, everybody knows this song. Sing along with me. I'll blow it, Junior. Thank you.